You're listening to Real World News.
Honduras, threats and kidnappings continue in Bajo Aguan. Juan Ramón Chinchilla is an activist of the Unified Peasant Movement of Aguan and the National Front of National Resistance in Honduras. He was kidnapped on January the 8th when he was getting out of a shopping mall in the community of La Concepción, and he was in captivity for the following 48 hours. He managed to escape. Honduran media reported that when he was found, he had signs of torture, beatings, burnt hair and arms. There were many people, almost all of them were wearing military uniforms or uniforms of the police or private security guards of Miguel Faguse, he said in an interview with journalist Giorgio Trucci, published today by Relwita. Faguse is notorious in Valle de la Juan. He is a palm oil businessman, purportedly responsible, together with his private army, for most of the murders and human rights abuses happened in that part of Honduras. Both MUCA and the FNRP have reported Faguse to the international community as well as other businessmen of the area. They also warned about him being complicit of Porfirio Lobo's dictatorship. In the interview with Relwita, Chinchilla explained the incidents of his kidnapping. He said, quote, "They lifted me and showed me a table where they had torture tools. They began to use them. They would say, 'What shall we do first? Are we going to remove a fingernail or are we going to burn him?' Then the peasant leader said he was hit on the face, his hair was burnt, and they threatened to set him on fire. There were many foreigners. Some would speak English. The rest would speak a language I didn't understand," he added.
You're listening to Real World News.